a Liberator, which was, I think, probably a coastal command patrol aircraft, caught fire flying over the top of Canford, and huge flame developed from this big thing, sort of twice the length of the aircraft as it flew over, and the crew jumped by parachute from it, and the brave pilot steered it clear of the town and perished with it. Shortly afterwards, the thing disintegrated and went into a dive and a big crump. On another occasion, I recall there was a German Junkers 88, which was a sort of medium bomber, I suppose you call it. It was one of the sneak raiders, and two Spitfires were after it. And it was really rather like a sort of pheasant shoot. We came out and watched this thing in the distance, and the Spitfire, one roared down and fired and went up away, and the second one caught him. And, of course, the inevitable flames from the back, and he disappeared. And the next day, like ghoulish children, we bicycled out to see what remained of the German bomber. Food was not very good. I even thought that the army food of the day was rather better than the food at Canford. yes, we used to have our own little pots of sugar so that the big boys didn't squander it all, I suppose. We carried this thing into two meals in the day. And it had a label on, so on.